Beautiful music there from a man described as being a singer, a songwriter, guitar player. And I'm going to add in, he is just an all-around great guy. Join me in welcoming Curtis Goodman to Max Inc. Radio. There he is. Hi, Curtis.
Thank you. How are you doing, Terry?
Oh, my gosh. I am good. I'm so happy that you are here with us, Curtis. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent.
Well, getting over some, I've had pneumonia and COVID and just everything this year, but
woo!
You know, it's, you just keep on pushing on.
Yes. And some of that is not great when you're a singer songwriter. So, wow.
No, but it's made me, you know, reprioritize and definitely, you know, you're smoking a cigarette, get away from me. Like, I am taking care of me. I'm drinking my tea. And my lemons and my honey and all the good things to keep me sounding and feeling good.
Good job. Oh, my gosh. Well, Curtis, I met you back in Madison. I know you're not in Madison anymore, at least not right now. But I met you at an Alzheimer's awareness fundraiser. And you and I got talking and I said, oh, my gosh, you're great. Let's talk about an interview or something. And then you said, sorry to tell you, but I'm going to move away. Where are you right now for people that maybe have been trying to keep track of you? But where did you move to and what are you doing? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm probably the only person in the world who's ever moved from Monona, Wisconsin to Monona, Iowa. it is, you know, just a rare, it's a rare, I mean, it's who would have thought? I didn't know that it existed.
No.
But a wonderful girl. And she convinced me that she had a really cute little house and just a great family and so many good friends. And, you know, it's a real good life down here. But I miss Madison. I definitely miss my hometown. I was there for over a decade, and I really love Madison. The music scene is unparalleled. I can't imagine, you know. But I've survived. I've met so many nice musicians down here. And this year's kind of kicking off awesome. I've had a few awesome gigs already. And
good,
got a couple on the books for Madison, one this month and then another one later this summer. And I'm really excited just to be back.
Excellent. So happy to hear that. And I've always heard great things about the Iowa music scene. So I'm glad to hear that you are diving into that too. You know, for those who maybe haven't had the chance to meet you the way I have, or maybe don't know who Curtis Goodman is, how do you describe yourself and your style of music?
I'm very heartfelt, I guess. You know, authentic mm-hmm. is my goal. I describe myself anymore as a folk musician, and really, what that means to me is I'm not a huge fan of special effects. I really like. I have a collection of folk guitars. I've got a 12-string Seagull. I have a really beautiful Takamine and a Gretsch resonator, and
ooh.
They just have such beautiful sounds themselves that I'm not. You know, a little reverb, a little, you know, just a little something to make it sound nice. But for the most part, I want that really authentic, real kind of sound. And then that's where I'm going emotionally, too. I want to have the full experience. That's why I love songwriters like John Prine and Bob Dylan, who, you know, like they have sad, funny, happy songs, like the one song. It's all those emotions in one, because that's the full human experience. And that's what I like to represent.
You said that so perfectly. That is the full human experience. And that really is where music takes us, which is why music is, I guess I've always said, and especially over the last couple of years, music is medicine. It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's good for the soul. I mean, yeah, it is the full human condition. I mean, I have kind of a little, collection of songs that I've created, and it's taken me 20 years. It's taken me so long to kind of develop and to like see it blossom the last couple of years as you know, I've gotten better at the songs I pick, and I've also found the audience. I've found that there's certain places that maybe I don't need to play, and then there's certain places where I play and they love me. And
Good.
And to just realize that I have a place that I belong, and that, these songs have a place and a time, and I'm not going to shred the guitar. I've realized what my strengths and my weaknesses are, and I'm a really good guitar player. And I've been reading articles lately that kind of like give me like warm feelings about Jimi Hendrix and oh gosh, the just different big bands and how they talk about, yeah, they could shred, but my, could they hold time? Were they a great rhythm player? And I go, hey, I'm a pretty good rhythm player. I can definitely, I can hold a beat. I can play a guitar for sure. But I'm not Billy Strings, but none of us are. So, we got to just kind of hold our own and be proud of what we can do.
Well,
And
and a lot of times you're showcasing yourself by yourself, your voice, your guitar, and that's it.
it is. It's a different experience, and I enjoy it. But at the same time, it's a very naked experience to just perform. And if there's a mistake, if there's ever a moment where it's like, that was kind of flat,
Oh.
that
There's the reality.
was
Oh my goodness. Okay, you mentioned the Madison show and how excited you are to get back to Madison and Wisconsin in general. So give me the details when and where. And obviously, you are looking forward to playing for friends and everybody that you know in at least in southern Wisconsin. And of course, we can try to invite everybody to Madison to attend the show.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about March 24th. So that's a Friday night coming up here in a couple weekends. And that's going to be at the Up North Bar, which is right downtown Madison. So we're talking like Blair Street and John Nolan, like just right down off Willie Street, just like the heart of it all. So I love the location. I'm definitely going to just be walking around, soaking it all in. The weather should actually be de decent. Like, I'm really excited to see 40s and 50s coming up. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be like spring. And it's right by the Hotel Ruby Marie. So it's just a classic, just beautiful building. Played there a few times. And then the people who own it, oh my gosh, they're really wonderful people. Mama T from the People Brothers band. Oh my gosh. So just to be in kind of that circle, and to have some time in that space. I've seen so many shows there because they have live music all the time
I
at the Up
know it's a
North.
great venue.
Yeah, so just to be a part of that, just to like, I seen another performer post about performing this week, and like I look at their map, their calendar for the month, and I go, hey, there's me, and there's just people still
Yay! So that's a Friday. It's March 24th at up north in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, let me ask you this though. You are originally from the Driftless area, and obviously Mama T, who all of us know as the lead singer of the People Brothers band, they play so much in the Driftless. What is it about the Driftless area? And did it inspire you at all growing up or being part of that kind of southern southwest Wisconsin, in your roots?
I knew it was something special. Every time we'd travel, every time we'd go anywhere, I knew that, like, wow, like, it doesn't matter if we go 100 miles or 1,000 miles, back home is the prettiest. Like, I'm just from this amazing place that I've been so fortunate to, like, just be a little kid going for walks in ravines and seeing beautiful old trees and just living on a trout stream my whole childhood, and just being a part of that and growing up hunting, fishing, doing all of that stuff. And that was just part of being, alive. That was just all around you. And you get off to the rest of the world and you go, oh geez, there's a lot of like cornfields, and you get to big cities and there's a lot of just concrete here. Like, the beauty of back home. And you get off to the rest of the world, and there's places that are equally as beautiful as the Driftless, but I don't know. You have to like work pretty hard to convince me that It's prettier.
No, I have to agree with you. Did it inspire you, or does it still inspire you in any of your song writing, or maybe even just how you approach things?
Oh, absolutely. I got a couple of songs about the beauty of nature, and songs about going for a ride, or just anything like that, where you just think about a nice windy back road through the hills, and that's definitely inspired by my roots and coming up in the Driftless, definitely.
Oh, that is awesome.
Well,
let's see. How have you been able to kind of make music since you moved away? Has that been okay? Has that been easy, hard? How are you getting into your new music community in Monona, Iowa?
It was a little difficult at first. I mean, I got to send a lot of love out to the tavern in Prairie du Chien, where that was my wife already like worked there when I came down here, and she has all these great friends there, and I've been just really blessed to have played there probably a dozen times in the last couple of years. But then I've found a number of other really nice venues, and you just kind of find the crowd, and my music has probably adjusted a little bit to fit them, and they've adjusted a little bit to fit me. And this has been my best year, since leaving Madison. So it's been a work in progress, but it's definitely made me grow. And I like, I like the new me.
Oh, that's awesome. Curtis, that's great to hear. Very cool. You talk about how this has been a great year. What would you say is your goal with your music at this point?
Oh, at this point, I'm just trying to find my niche, just find where I belong. I'm not, I've been in this game for well over 20 years at this point, playing music and trying to entertain people. And, I've had highs and lows. And at this point, I'm perfectly happy being the intro guy for a new band that's been playing for a few months. If they're a real good time, and people have a good time while I warm them up, and just having a place where I belong and people enjoy me. That's all I'm looking for at this point. I'm not trying to like feed the ego or make it. I have so many. I'm a teacher, and I'll perform for my kids, and they'll be like, "Oh, Mr. Goodman, you could make it big," and I just laugh, and that's so sweet. I have made it big. I'm still in the music industry. I'm still making the music that I love. I'm really, for as little success as I've had, I can do whatever I want. I can kind of switch gears. I can go in the direction that feels most comfortable for me. And, I may have mentioned my new wife of a couple of years. I play a lot more love songs, probably than I used to. And without any judgment. And I love telling stories like that. Honestly, talking is the hardest part of being a musician. I love to perform and play and sing and get a crowd feeling those feels. But it's those moments in between actually talking that's really hard. And it's great to have someone to talk about. I'll be honest. I talk about my wife quite a bit because if she didn't inspire me to write the song or to learn the song, there's some tidbit in there that she's involved.
I love it. And I love that you said the kiddos are calling you Mr. Goodman.
Yeah, I'm 3 years into being a teacher. I'm getting kind of used to it.
That is awesome. When you run into your old, and I shouldn't say old in that way, but the instructors you had a long time ago that you learned music from, you still always call them Mr. or Miss or Mrs. Absolutely. I don't know why I can't call them by the first name. I don't know. I'm so inspired by people like them and like you. So I love that you are bringing on the next generation of musicians.
Yeah, I struggle with the Mr. and Mrs. myself. Even my coworkers are like, "Oh, geez, he'll come to one of my gigs." I'll be like, "Yeah, Mr. Crozier, hi."
That is so good. I love it. Natural. Okay, so let me ask you this.
I'm the adult here. I'm 40 years old.
Don't grow up too much, okay?
That's not the plan.
So do you have any funny stories from either teaching or on the road or anything with your music? Anything that you can actually share, I should actually ask that.
Oh, something funny.
Yeah. People always want to know, do you have something funny that maybe you've never told any? I know that's bad. Have you ever told anybody else before?
I don't think I do.
That's
really
okay.
My gigs are so straightforward. Like,
yeah.
I really, there's very little debauchery. At this point, you know, I make a joke of it, like, oh, you know, I'll have one of those drinks when I'm done. This is for you. This is all for you. Like, I've learned that sobriety is like the road to a good performance.
Yes.
And I wish I was more entertaining. There's a fellow down here, Mike McAbee, who's so funny. He's so entertaining. And I just, I watch his performance and I go, oh, wow, that is not me. That is.
You know what? Your funny story is still ahead.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll come back with one. I'll definitely find a funny
story. I know you. I know you. I know you will. What is the best way for all of us to keep in touch with you? How do we follow you? How do we know where you're playing? All of that good stuff.
Curtis Goodman Music on Facebook. That's the best way to follow me. There's some live videos on there to check out, see if I'm any good. You know, I still got a couple open dates this summer. I'm a little proud of myself. I've got 10, 12 gigs on the books for this summer, and
yeah.
A few more you know, that I can't announce, you know, that are gonna happen. So
we'll watch there. We'll watch for those announcements.
There's some gigs out there happening for sure. So yeah, check Curtis Goodman Music on Facebook. That's the best spot. Definitely.
Excellent. And Curtis, again, this upcoming show that you have, where and when is that show in Madison, Wisconsin?
March 24th at the Up North Bar. Definitely
yeah.
be there. It's going to be a really fun time. I'm definitely going to be bringing the energy, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
And everybody listening, he is not kidding. He is a ton of fun. You're going to dig the music. And I know you've got some great originals, but you also play some really, what can I say? Some of everybody's favorites too, that you really kind of bring alive because you put your own touch on it.
Yeah, I mentioned John Prine, Bob Dylan,
yes.
Neil Young, Tom Petty. More modern stuff like Rainbow Kitten Surprise and Mount Joy. I have a mix, a definite mix that goes from, you know, when I met my wife, actually, she has this giant collection of vinyls, which we've Ooh. Added at least 100 to over the last 4 years that we've been collecting these things. And it's allowed me to like deep dive into so many musicians and find oh my gosh, I have so many Tom Petty songs and Neil Young songs that I still need to learn because there's so many good ones. But when you have that, like that collection, it's really easy for me at this point to like nix a song, just be like, oh, nope, wasn't good enough.
I'm going to play
there's
this one
so
instead.
Many
yeah.
good songs. I'm yeah. only playing the best ones. And especially, you know, this one coming up in Madison, it's 3 hours. I've got 4 hours of prepared music. I had to cut a few songs out, you know?
How about that?
Yeah.
And we want to, of course, hear your originals like we are tonight on the radio. So please bring those. Bring us more too, okay?
I always pepper them in.
Good. Oh my gosh, everyone. Curtis Goodman, as you heard, he is going to be at Up North in Madison, Wisconsin on Friday, March 24th. Please go see him, enjoy. And I think the shows there are always free. So,
from 6 to 9. So it's not too late, you know,
no.
It's not in the middle of the night. We're not going till 1 AM or bar time or something like that.
No. You
know? So, oh yeah. 6 to 9 at the Up North. Absolutely.
Excellent. Curtis, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Have wonderful shows. And
thank
we look forward to
inviting.
Talking with you again, hopefully this summer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, everybody again, Curtis Goodman, you are listening to MaxSync Radio, and we are local music.